This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. He's a weekly guest, Jim Witt from theweatherwiz.com. Good morning, Jim.
Mike, last week we talked about thunderstorms and lightning, and, well, this week we're going to continue on the same topic. By definition, all thunderstorms produce lightning. Now, if you can hear thunder, you are close enough to the storm to be struck. Move inside. Does not have to be raining yet, since lightning can strike 10 to 15 miles away from the rain portion of the storm. Lightning, it travels the easiest route from the cloud to the ground, which means that often it strikes the tallest object. Simple rule, don't make yourself the tallest object, or even stand near the tallest object in your immediate surrounding. Don't stand in an open field, on a hilltop, on a beach. Don't stand under a tall tree. Don't stay out in a boat. Now, if you're with a group of people, spread out, keeping several yards apart from each other. Stay away from metal objects such as fences, poles, metal equipment, pipes. Stay away from water. If you're inside a house, stay away from the electrical appliances, television sets, and stay off landline telephones. If you feel your hair stand on end, you are in immediate danger of being struck. If this occurs, drop down to a crouching position. Keep your feet close together with your hands on your knees. You want to be as low to the ground with as little of your body surface touching the ground. Now, some people wonder about what happens when a person gets struck by lightning. Well, know that a person struck by lightning carries no electrical charge and can be handled safely right away. Here's some fallacies about lightning. Lightning never strikes twice in the same place. Forget about it. There are numerous documented cases of multiple lightning strikes in the same place. It's been said the Empire State Building in New York City gets struck by lightning many times during a single thunderstorm, and that's because it's so high. Another fallacy, the rubber soles and the rubber tires on your car will protect you from being injured by lightning. The fact is, rubber soles and rubber tires provide no protection from lightning. However, the steel frame of a hard-topped vehicle will protect you, providing you are not touching the metal. In other words, don't stick your arm out the window and rest it on top of the car. Another fallacy, you can tell the distance to lightning by counting 1 second per mile after hearing thunder. You're on the right track, but it takes 5 seconds for the sound to travel 1 mile. So count to five, lightning was 1 mile away. That's because light travels so much quicker than sound. It takes some time for the sound of thunder to catch up. Many times, thunderstorms bring hail, and hail, on occasion, can even be more devastating than tornadoes. Wow. Now, how is hail formed? Well, let's simplify the process. Assume a thunderhead cloud has three levels, a water level near the bottom of the cloud, an ice level above that, and finally, a snow-like level at the top. Strong up and down air currents carry a raindrop from the water level at the bottom into the ice level, where it freezes into a piece of ice. This piece of ice then is carried higher into the snow level, where it gets a coating of snow. This ice and snow particle is then carried down in the cloud, right down to the water level, and the process repeated. Each up and down journey adds layers of ice and snow onto our piece of hail until it gets so large and so heavy it falls from the sky. Therefore, when you go out and cut a hailstone in half, it has circular layers like that of an onion, a layer of clear ice and a layer of cloudy ice that'll look like snow. Now, thunderstorms, they can leave hail piled so deep it has to be removed with a snowplow. In fact, in Orient, Iowa, in August 1980, hail drifts were reported to be 6 feet deep. And the largest hailstone in terms of diameter and weight ever recorded in the United States fell on July 23rd, 2010, in Vivian, South Dakota. get this, it measured 8 inches in diameter and weighed 1.93 pounds. Well, you can see hail can do tremendous amounts of damage. In fact, in Denver, Colorado, softball-sized hail caused $625 million in property damage, most of it to automobiles and house roofs. Another event, 47 people at an amusement park were seriously injured when a power failure trapped them on a Ferris wheel and they were battered by softball-sized hail. Mike, Mother Nature can be really ugly sometimes.
That's Bennett backstage with meteorologist Jim Witt of theweatherwiz.com, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This All-Star was the consummate role player. His ability to defend, rebound, and score in the clutch won him four titles, three alongside Michael Jordan and one with Shaq and Kobe.
Grant. And he's tied the game. Terrific reaction from Horace Grant.
So where is Horace Grant now? Since hanging up his goggles, Horace has become a full-time dad. He's taken part in basketball clinics around the world, but now he's planning to build a training center where he can pass on his conditioning secrets. Horace is also a staunch defender of Michael Jordan, publicly going against people like Scottie Pippen, who tout Kobe or LeBron skills over MJ.
It was just something about MJ. Six championships, MVPs, plus MJ made everybody around him a lot better.
Horace Grant, what a wingman. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think green. Harrison with you. You've probably heard of food combining, in which you eat to completion one part of your meal at a time. Our bodies digest different types of foods at different rates. For instance, fruits, vegetables, and salads are digested first, then cheese, and finally meats. Seems that if foods that digest quickly are eaten with foods that digest more slowly, the lighter food has to wait for the heavier food to digest first before the body even gets to it. During that time, that food starts to rot, fermenting and producing gas and alcohol. Some food can take 4 to 5 hours to digest, so gas, acid, and indigestion from the decomposition of foods waiting in line to be digested can cause us pain or clear a room quickly. So eat light foods first, then follow with the heavier. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.